Gemara is that why does the
Rabbi compile the
not the Gemara, but the Kash was directed, not in the Mishnah, it was directed upon the Roshia, is Yud Gimel Avos, why does it not include the Chaftal Avos of Rabbi Chia, who includes Haynes and Mephate? So the Gemara says, the Roshia is only talking about Mammon, that Hei Tvorim is Kula Mammon, and the Rambam seems to say that Ezek and Saris Knas.
Yes.
So I don't understand the Rosh Hashiva's teretz on that, because if...
Actually, there are two mechayim of Nezik. One is the parasha of Nezik, in Mishpoti.
Right.
And then the Gemara says, he showed his birth from Nezik, Yalfin and Kula. So if the Torah had mentioned just bare days, so he could learn out the chiyuv of Nezik, of the Ramazik. So the soul is on the chayim. So, but it's different mechiyuvim. The Rashi mentions Kevet Ivri. The Rambam mentions Kevet Nai. But Rashi that mentions Ivri, so it's really Chisomam and Rashi. Spells it out Chisomam. So, but there is a special. They call it Rambam. Rambam is made to Rashi. That Mitzadi Al-Fusi of Kivri. Of Shodis Be'er V'chadmina, there is a chiyuv of Mamei, not Knas, not Mitrasenish. Mamei, like Be'er, there is Mamei. Even if it's not an Enish, even if it's Gershus, so Kolshe, Meisak Shomim, you are allowed to throw away mud in your Shisarabim, but still, in Ziku Chayav Neshalim, so it's not an Enish, even when it's done Be'eta. So it's a chiyuv Mamei, pure and simple. But there is a special parasha of Chavole of Nezek in Mishpatim, and that's as a keva, and that is chiyuv. Is really a chiyuv, a keva for.
That's a nainish. That's
a nainish. It has an element of knas. Not even on the knas. It's completely knas because. It's a kefer. In other words, it's a kamutah.
So why does Rabbi Shiv count that as being part of Yud Gimel Avos and to say that that's mammon, not knas, mashenke, you know, mefate, it's nezek, it's treated as pure knas.
Mefate is pure knas.
Pure knas.
Pure knas.
Pure knas.
But this is has two chiyuvim, a chiyuv of mamei. Like the, according to the Shema Bedivri, and the Shema Bednaini was this class that is a keifer for his own Eda.
So only in the Hedvorim could one say that that's the moment of every, but part would be purely,
right.
The Shema would be based on every time.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I was speaking to someone in the Smirnish, and he said, as far as your deal, in the Sefer Mitzvot. If you notice, the Rambam gave very specific types of
keifer.
He did not give the example of Shlosh and Shkala. So,
I mean,
in other words, if you look at the list, it gives you two cases. Keifer or Chomash. One is like Nehel, one like Zeh. In the common characteristic of those cases is that it's an additional payment to the knas. But maybe Eina Hanami, if it's pure knas, then it wouldn't be considered an onus. It's only a, no, because the svar is like this. Let's say Shlosh and Shkalim over there, right? You don't pay the value of the avid and then in addition pay the Shlosh and Shkalim. If it would be in addition, so then you could say it's an onus. But the Torah says you pay this amount. So if it's just a flat rate...
But the Rambam Shita is, the Shlishim Shishkolim, even though it's knas, and it doesn't make any difference whether
the is more or less,
or is in Kishrin, Shlishim Shishkolim, but our Pedin, that knas, is considered as domino of debt. That's the Exercise. There's the Rambam
Shita. Right, but you see, what he wants to say is...
Perchut mihilches niskimami. Lest aloch. So it's the Rambam Shita. P. Perek Yud Milchas Niskimon Halachim Dalet. Nearly Shafal Pi Shatam Shehemis Bikavone Ere De Shifo Potam Naklas. In other words, he doesn't have to pay Chotzi of Shlishi Shvorim, 15 Shvorim. Pulim Nak Potam Naklas Shlishi Shala. Because of the deal, im hei mishaloi bikavoni, mishalem chotzid me evet, oi chotzid me ashifro, mi gufe, ki lo hei mishech aver el chamer. So the Rambam says, if he tam, is im hei mishaloi bikavoni, so then the share is not chayv skile, and there is the alfuse, that if the share is not chayv skile, so that then the buyer does not have to pay knas, as Yalfu said. So Mele, but since he's itan, he has to pay half of the worth of that. Which is a but the toy, if he's bikavone, so then there is no knas. So there's the rabbit's assault.
So this is pure.
Oh, so the rabbit is massive. So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, according to the Rambam. So even though Shlishim Shkolim is itself hakosul, and it's not based upon the value of the Eved, he pays the same Shlishim Shkolim, whether he's bori, a heavyweight, or he's a mugeshri. But Al Pidim, the Shlishim Shkolim is considered as the Rambam of the Eved. But the hakosul of Shlishim Shkolim, in other words, so it's not that Shea Tam is Mufke of being of darkness, not Mufke, but the Shleishim Shpolim is the substitute, is in lieu of the Mufke. But when does the Zarzakosa of Shleishim Shpolim apply? Only when the Shea is mainly Bikavone. But if the Shea is mainly Shaloi Bikavone, then he's Mechuyev to pay Chotzi Mirev. This must. So there's the machleik.
Right, but here, since you're not paying more than the value, he says that will be called onish.
Gotcha.
It's only called onish if you pay in addition to the value, like kefil or chomish or dalav lehed.
Why do you say?
Or, for example, the way you explain this.
You to say?
A pisvar, it's a good svar. For example, the way you explain.
How the chotzinezek is not an inesh. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Because Otuku, Cholech,
Shabbat. No, but if you look at the list, he gives you very specific.
All right, he mentions two things.
In other words, or let's say the way you explain Nesek, there would be a knowledge. This doesn't contradict what you said.
It doesn't contradict
what you said. So why are you against this?
I mean, what is compels you?
The svar, it's a nice svar.
No, it's not compels. It's not compelled. It makes sense.
For example, I'll tell you what compels.
If the Rambam says,
I'll tell you what compels. What about kofar? What would you say kofar? Your shore kills a human being. Is kofar knas or is it mam?
So there is a machlokes gemara whether kofar mamne or kofar kapar.
Yeah, but I'm asking, is it knas or mam? Not is it kapar.
Now that's the question. According to Mandoma, so it's mommy.
Yeah.
According to the, what Mandoma says, Kapore,
yeah.
Is it Knas or still mommy?
Yeah.
We'll see that. The Gemara. We'll see that in the Gemara.
Because it's Mashma.
This is Luka Betzes discussing it. In the Rashi.
Yeah.
There's a Machlekes, I think, between Rashi and Rosh. All right, let's see the Rashi. Let's go over the Gemara. Then we'll discuss the Rashi. There's a Machlekes Rashi in the Rashi. Again, the Hoyim Apitisi is Pitish Otlani. Mishalei Tashlumei Mishalei Beishes Ugama Piazza. The Mishalei Knas. Why? Because Beishes Ugama is money. So, Imomein, so maybe the Imomein is higher. But Knas, Hamishim Shkolim, that's Knas, so maybe Knas is Potter. Hoim ego nafti mishalom es keren al piatz. Because that's moment. The mishalom tash mekib tash mabu hamish. Hei mishere yes plaini. So there is a chiyuf keira. Oi shere shal plaini. Has in Shalim al Piazza. So, not only Sherish al Piazza, then of course it's money. But even Hamish Sherish plain, so then it's Kefa. So it's still Mishalim al Piazza. So Rashi says, Has in Shalim al Piazza because Sova Kufrim al Main. Now, in other words, there's a Machlekes in Gemara where a Kufrim al Main is, or not al Main. So we have that Gemara. In Makis. Oi. Makis that base. Tonorabon, Dalet Voim, Dabezam Beis, Tonorabon, Dalet Voim, Nemro Benim Zemi, Inasim Ben Kosho Ben Chlutso, Ben Gilin Lorim Miklot, Ben Mishal Minesakeifa. So the Gemara says, Ben Mishal Minesakeifa, Kosova, Kufre Kapore, if the Mechaev is Kapore, so it's Kapore for the Avere, of being negligent in washing his hair. It's not a kapore for the avir of Eris Lesheker. So Melo, he cannot say in Asis and he say, Kashel Zomro Aslok, Vahanel Laib Mekarhoi. Man tane kufre kapore, Oma afgizde Rabbi Shmoy of Nesh Rabbi Yechen Mebreji. Di tane binosan pidinav shei bne Niske. Rabbi Shmoy of Nesh Rabbi Yechen Mebreji meimazi. My love walking with the mouth of the former manual. So it has to be Menizek. Like Sheer Shora Sheer. O mouth of our Abish Moyot Nation of Nechberuke holds Kufre Kapore. So he has to pay ransom for his nephew. So it's Menazek. So the Mora says, Oma Apopaloi, the Kulal me Kufre Kapore. Broche broche mufli. Mal sova benizik shamino. So, even Tanekame is made in the Machayev Iskapore. But, Tanekame holds even though the Machayev Iskapore. So, it's still the Kapore is realized by paying the Meir benizik. Mal sova Rabbi Shmuel Meish Rabbiechen Baruch holds B'limazik Shem. Now let's see this. So Rashi says that this Mishnah that says that Sheiri Ha'aklein, Sheiri Ha'aklein is Mishalom Be'atzmei accords with the Mandoma Lutanika. It couldn't accord with Rabbi Shmuel Meisher because then he wouldn't be Mishalom Be'atzmei. So you have a Chiddush in Rashi. The Gemara doesn't say Mar Sovar Kufre Momeine or Mar Sovar Kufre Knos. The Gemara says Mar Sovar Kufre Momeine or Mar Sovar Kufre Kapore. So according to Rashi, Kapore means Knos. And that's not difficult.
Makes a distinction between the Knas of Shosher Skalim.
Yeah.
That if you're more than you'll be Vater.
Yeah.
And the case of Kofer, that Aiden come and testify that his shore killed. And they're not sure whether it's a Tam or a Mu'ah.
Yeah.
And he says it's a Mu'ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then in that case, the Gemara says he has to go.
So maybe the Gemara accords. Accords with Tantana Kamek.
That what?
That Kofer Mameine. This is what Rashi is saying. So, this is what Rashi explains.
Which one?
Rashi said what?
Rashi says Kufra Kapara means Kufra Mamona?
No. Rashi says here that when the Mishnah says here, Sheri Ha'at.
No, it can't be Kufra Mamona because the Gemara says you would pay against the Kedra.
That's in the Maskana.
No, even at this stage, the Gemara makes a split between Kofra and Nezra. So what's the difference?
Kufra
is
Mamona. So that is a kashin. The Rashi is out.
Was answering my question that when Rashi says here Kufra Mamona,
yeah.
So he's interpreting in Machlos Beis that Kufra Kapara means Kufra.
So it's mashma that this Mishneh represents the view of the Tanakhami, not the view of Rabbi Yechim and Rashi. But so why not? Because according to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shal, Rabbi Yechon Breike, so then he wouldn't be Mishal Mo Piatzmi. Because Kufa Kapor. So Kapor and not Knos. So in other words, according to Rashi, Kapor means Knos. And that's not difficult. Rashi, never mind this yet. But with Rashi, it's not difficult. Because what's the definition of Knos? English. And Kapor is also English. The Raya is from the Shittas Raya. Even though the Rambam's relics are different, the Raya is, the Rambam says in Chutzre Kapore that Kotin Ben Tess Shebo al Shifro Chahufo Kishi Yagdil is Mechuyev to bring it home. So Omar Avrom Vale Kotin Potamonish. So what's the Tarets? So the Raya certainly says that Chatos Kom Kapore, whatever it's called, or whatever, is an English. We will apply the aloche of cotton potamonish, but the Rambam apparently is not like that. So it's no kash, because the Rambam is also made that cotton is an English. But the aloche of cotton potamonish is only shayach to an English of goof. It doesn't apply to an Enesh of Kol.
What about Mome?
What?
What about Mome?
What about Mome?
Yeah, that's not
an Enesh
of
Kol. It's not
an Enesh of Kol.
What?
In Chabad.
How do you know that he's not Chayel? I mean, so you see that Rashi Shite or Al-Rambam Shite is not like that. Is that what Rashi Shite is?
It's a preparation mission.
Yeah, Rashi Shite is.
No, but in the Kabbalah.
Kabbalah, yeah, yeah.
So what do you
mean? The answer is, because there Kabbalah is based upon the Shem Chaiti of the Gavra. In other words, in a case where the Gavra is not a Chaiti, so then there is no Chiv of Eidron. And cotton is mufke, even though the cotton savere is my savere. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, cotton takol and amikel rachmon u dechosalo. So what does it mean, rachmon dechosalo? A cotton is mufke of the Shem Rosh. That's why the Rambam says that. That's why the Rambam says in Simen Shimem in the Shabbos, Kotin Shachilas Shabbos, or also Shor Avir Mikavnusei. So any mechuyev lasis tshuvi, am kol mokim tzor kapoy, or even tzor kapoy, he has to fast, he has to misagif himself. Even a godly is not mechuyev to be misagif himself. So how will he get kapoy? Through tshuvi, but he is not mechuyev to do tshuvi. Because Loshna Rambam, Perek Aleph, Mechash Tshuvi, Halach Aleph is, kol chet bein eser bein leises, כי שיובה אדם עליהם חייב לשוב, in the preamble he says, חייב לשוב ולסוודיס. And then the הלוכה, in the preamble, says, שנמה יזיף ראש הדרכי. So in other words, the חייב of תשובה is the שם ראש, not the fact that there is in my Savior. And then, with that we can understand another Rambam, in Hilches, פרק זיין מוכש תשובה הלוכה גימו על תימה שאין תשובה אלא מעביר שיש במייס תנזנוז וגזל ובני כשאין שצורך עוד הבלוש מאלו כך הוא צורך לחפש בידי ישרויס שיש לי תלוש ומן הכעס ומן האיבו ומן הכינו ומן ההיטו ומרדיפס המומן והכובד ומרדיפס המחולס וחיי צבא מן הכל צורך לארזה בתשובה ואלה אבין יסקושי מאיסון שיש במייס שבזמן שעולם נשקה באלו קושי הוא נפריס מהם וכן הוא אם היה זה פרושי דארק עוד זה רם זה על תימה שאין תשובה על מעביר שיש במייס ונזנוז וגזל את נדה על כן שם שצורך עודם לא שמאלו כך צורך לחפש בידי ישראל שיש לי Loshub mina kas, mina evo mina kino. All right, so evo kino, you could say, is only the way, even though many times the evo kino, when a person is jealous, he expresses his jealousy. All right, so what he says, the difference among him by covet, the difference among holes, that tells me nice, the difference, he's a zero beside me. Doesn't mean zero beside the Ainesach or Trevis. But Momashom, it means he's a zeal with saving kosher food in kedem wine, but he's a drunk. So it has a mice. Why does he call it in the mice? And then he mentions that so maybe Yazef Roshadak is reference to Averis, the Timbal mice. And how is the difference of Macholes? In the mice, you know, the answer is that what the Rambam says, Maisi doesn't mean Maisi poor the Adai. As we say, Lafshe the Maisi Lekman. Because there is a poor the Adai. He means Maisa there. Because there are all the days always is there an Isa to be zero receiving. If somebody is a drunk, what he drinks, Yain Kosha, not Yain Esa. Which is Isaiah? Which is a, the no Isaiah? What?
Kinoshim Tiyu. It's an Isaiah.
All right, it's a Tiyu, so it's another kind of an Isaiah. In other words, he has to be Bamidus, he has to be Kodesh. But according to the Rambam, the Rambam says the Isaiah Tiyu. But the Rambam says that there is a Mitzvah to be Bamidus. To have shlimus amidus, in other words, to be. If amidus means with our bayonis, so in other words, not to be shikia, shikres, that's the kotze of vishe of inachilimsi. Because never midi, there are two extremes. there is the Kotzorishen and the Kotzach. Kotzorishen Achilles here means shikres, to be as ill as eating, to eat 10 meals a day. So that's the Kotzorishen. What's the Kotzach? On the contrary, if he leads a life of an ascetic. So the Rambam says in the beginning of his days, Shemotema, Hoyo Vakino Vataibo Vakovet, Mutsin Esodom Neilom, Ephraim Slachem, Vilay El Vilay Odo Bidirinoi, Vilay El Bashmal Vishnoi, Vilay Oeso Yisho, Kiderach HaKumrim, HaEvdikachovim, HaMala Bidarazen Kachedi, Shenema Benozi Avechife Amorov Hachachot Lanef, Omu Chachomim, וכי באיזה נפש חוטו, ועלו יציר עצמי אוזן היין, אלו כיוון שציר עצמי מיין, הרי אני כוחי, המצייר עצמי מכל דובד, או יש לי קיימיס, הלך הסכם על השם. So in other words, is that, so in every need there are two extremes, the kotzor vision, that's the excess, the isaras, and then the kotzor acha in the deficiency. Deficiency. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah and Pirkei Avos says that in every midah there are two extremes, and if somebody follows the Kotzor Rishon, he's a Rosh. If somebody follows the Kotzor Achon, he's a B'taimis, you know, he leads an ascetic life, so then he's a Chayde. Rosh and Chayde is the same thing. What's the difference? Rosh means be amazed. Chayte means b'shekik. If somebody follows Kotzor Rishon, so it's machmas taivi, why is he ill, b'shevi, why is he drunk? So he's a rosh. But if he follows Kotzor Achon, so it's l'shem shemayim. He stays, so he has a din sheyik. He rationalizes, that's the derech to be with Hashem. So meile amala b'derazenik chayte. So the Mele, when the Rambam says, Valyeloye, Atema Shinchuva Elam Averis, Shiyesh Be Maise, Kings Musi Gezelot Neidim. So it doesn't mean Maise, Pulad Yadai. He means Maise Avere, but by Nides, what the Kotzorish Pesachet, there is no Maise Avere. If there had been a Maise Avere, one wouldn't be allowed to become Shikia. Even on Purim, but Purim, if there is a Nisa Gomor to become Shikya, so what heter is that for? The answer is no, there is no Isa. But he has to be about Midas if he's a Shikya. When there is no Mitzvah of Mishte, and the other day, so he's a Chayte, a Roshim. But if he, but I'm Purim when there is a Mitzvah of Mishte v'Simcho, so then he's not a Rosh, so on the contrary, he's Mekayim a Mitzvah. And so that the Rambam says, Yash, Shenema Yasif Rosh Odak. Now, going back to Cotton, Saver is my Saver. Takolanami, Rahman el Hazlo. But the Cotton is Mufke of the Shem Rosh. So that's why the Ramo says in Simen Shimem, Kotni Shachilas HaShabbos, Hoy Osov Shor Abeiro Bekatnu Sei, Eilim Echoy Vasis Chuvim. It's a Mais Avere, but the fact that the person did a Mais Avere is not Mechayavim to do Chuvim. The fact that he has a Shem Rosh, but Kotni is Mufka of Shem Rosh. Kotni is Mufka of the Shem Rosh. That's how it is, in other words, a cotton, if he does a Mais Avera, so he doesn't get a Shem Rosh. So Memele, and that's why cotton Eichon Vele is in Bezen Yisur Rafuzi. But Lachil V'yedayim Yitzosa, V'yisechum Yisachil, because in regard to the Mach V'yedayim, as long as he's a Mais Avera, so I am Machshuri. But to be Mafrishim, that's because the mitzvah of Tehoche is based upon the Shem Rosh of the Gav. The Raya is from the Mishneh in Shvi'is, the Gemara in Morokama mentions. Karen Revival and Sinai Nisi Bekuzis Adam. In other words, let Revai, so Bezni used to put a simen on the Karen Revai that is Revai. What was the simen? The fact that clouds of earth were placed on top of the vines. So anybody who passed by knew he's not allowed to partake of that vine, because he'll be either on the Easter of Revai. Omer Avshim Gamliel, Bamed Vorm Amurim Bishvitz, Shvitz, so the Peris are hefted. So if somebody goes into somebody else's field, in Shnas HaShmite, and plucks the fruit, he's not even on his Gesel, because Ashvitz, the Shmatum Tashto, in other words, and it's Afkatek Rachmone, in other words, even if he's not Maftir, so it's still Efker. So it's still Efker. So there is no Isakes. So, but this happens to be Karen Revai, so Bezdin is Mechuyev to make his semen, to be Mafresh Misur, to because of the mitzvah of Achayach, the Achayach HaSamisach. The Messiah doesn't mean you have to say Musa. If the way to be mafia, to change a person from a sinner into a tzaddik, is by giving him Musa, you have to give him Musa. But here, he's not willing to behave amazing on the Issa of Revai. But innocently, unintentionally, he might behave. So you have to be mafia. Aval b'shosh neishavua halteo l'roshavu yomus. It doesn't mean yomus physically. So the Rambam Perush HaMishneh, spiritual, the Rambam Perush HaMishneh explains it. If the Iser of Gezel had been less serious than the Iser of Revai, so then there would be a chiyuv to be mafresh. But since the Iser of Gezel, the Rambam said it, is much more chomer than the Iser of Revai, because the Issa of Gezel makes him a Ral HaShemayim Ral HaBris. The Issa of Revai makes him only a Ral HaShemayim. So in other words, if you have two Rishoyim, one is a Rosh HaNavire of Ral HaShemayim, and one is a Rosh HaNavire of Ral HaShemayim Ral HaBris, so the one who is a Chete in the Avire of Ral HaShemayim Ral HaBris is considered a Rosh HaChomer, and the other one is considered a Rosh HaKal. So the Mele, Rashim Gamliel says, Avishosh Neshavua. So who will be Nechshon? It's Tzadik will not be Nechshon. But the Rosh will be Nechshon. And through the Simen, but the Jews, unfortunately, who in the Issa Gezel, they're not Zoy. But in the Issa Ruvai, they're Zoy, just that there are so many Jews who are Zoy in Latkosha, in the whole of Israel. But in Lashon Hora, to speak against everybody, and even to be mitzvah, laws, even on Talmid Chachom, in Agil Yisrael, then Azad. So that we find. So Mele, if you could, for Tichoch, change him, that he should become to Tshuva in the area of Rosh HaChomer, so then you are going to do it. But by putting the sin of the Kodesh Hadomo, you will not change. He will remain a Mizalus Nisages. You will change him, you will be mafreshing from the Mirshu of Rabbi Okalo, but not before. That, in other words, it means, suppose you know somebody, an acquaintance of yours, is a Mechal Shabbos, and you have no way of being Mashpian in Mishu. But if you invite him for one Shabbos, especially if it happens to be a holiday weekend, Thanksgiving or New Year's, so then he'll come to your house and he will not be Mechal Shabbos, the Shabbos. Are you mechuyev to do that? No. I think it will be in the gather of Chosicheti if you do it. Unless he thinks by inviting him for one Shabbos, so he'll start to have an approach towards him and maybe ultimately he'll be Kach. Then it's a big mitzvah thing, right? Even though it cannot be done that way, it cannot be done in one step. But if you are sure that you, there is no doubt that you will not change, but you'll be able to reduce his awareness for one shot. Imachshu, so the Yareva Lefnivya, if you are mentioned a treife to a Jew, and you know that that Jew eats treife 10 times a day, but if you fetch him one kazaisa's treife, or even a pox because Yareva Lefnivya, Mashen came, like the Choche, so the midst of the Choche is based upon the Shemrosh of the Gav. Only through the Choche you can reduce the Shemrosh. But if you cannot reduce the Shemrosh, he'll remain a Rosh Chomo.
So why isn't the Netzer Ravai, having your Netzer Ravai without a
Shemrosh? It's Machshu. No, there is no Lifnei there. Here is because of the mitzvah of the Choche.
Why wouldn't it be Lifnei? Because you're passive?
Yeah, passive. You can be able to Lifnei there, even if you are passive. Only if the person who is there relies on you. Let's say, a certain Rav people think that he warns people what is kosher, what is not kosher. And this Sheval Taise, so then he's able to live. But just like that, if you are Sheval Taise, there is no living. Anyway, so that's the Pshat in the Rashi. So Mele, even though the Rambam says, from the Raive, it's certainly Muchach, that Kapore Korm is an Enish. But the Rambam, you could say, is Chilk and the Raive, because the Rambam says that that Korm and Tess Shebo al Shifcha Rufe, so she acted as Machulif to bring you Korm, but Chershid Likotten Yosom Ro Heim Shachol Bachirim Turi. So that means even Lacha Sheikdiru the Gavadari, the answer is the Enish of Chole of Heid Vorin is based upon the Shemrosh of the Gav. And the Raya is that that Rabbi Yudeh holds that Sume is Potam Onshin and Sume is Potam Misasasei, but the Sume is Mechuyev and Loisasei. But even though he's Mechuyev, but if, according to Rabbi Yudeh, if Sume is Mechal Shabbos, not Chayvus. So Rabbi Yudeh says in the Mishnah Lo Kam Nachil that if Isume was Chayvel, he's Potam Eidvor. So we see that the Eidvor is really an Enish. Mashem Kei Kapore is also an Enish. But it's not an Enish that is based upon Shem Rosh of the Gav. And the Mele, so the Raivet Chit is that Kodin is Potam Onshin, so is Potam of all onshin in the world. Mashein came, the Rambam Shittis, Kotnis Potam onshin that are based upon the Shemrosh of the Gav. But onshin that are not based upon the Shemrosh of the Gav, let's say Korm, is Kapore. Kapore depends upon the Maisavere, even if the Gav is not the Shemrosh. But if it's Maisavere, so is Mechuyev Tev Kapore. How does he have Kapore? Three Korm. Now let's go back to Shinkubetsis and the Rashi.
Yes. So I just want to point out, so this Rashi, the Rashi in Baba Kama, uses the phrase, it's not considered, he uses the phrase of Omnesh as far as Kapara.
Let's see Rashi.
That's what I'm giving him.
Guy. So still there's a chiyuv kefer.
So the next
Rashi. Yeah. Loi shalim lab b'teras kefer. Then the boy kapor. That feel loi mishalim name kigei lesli nichse lab b'chalinishu. Then kefer b'loi skile. Because kefer b'loi skile d'sheya. Rashi should have mentioned the lucky kefir below him is lishmaim, but since as he seemed so skill is also because
but
of
the see he uses the phrase lav b'klal olim.
Aval heiche the lav b'klal olim.
You read that one.
Yeah, lav b'klal olim.
So that implies that. In other words, damim is lav b'klal olim.
Damim.
But it implies, but if it's kofir, it is olim. So it's still
kefa by definition
is
redeems.
Yeah. And still the Rashi goes on to explain mode of knas does not apply by kofir. It's not knas. Still he says it's not knas. It's onish and still it's not knas.
So this is still with this Rashi. It's a good aoi. So
apoi
means knas. See, enough now. It's a good hour. I have to think.
Unless we say the carrots, the chiluk you just made.
Yeah.
You know, with two different types of
chiluk. Yeah,
so maybe we can say.
I'm thinking about it. Okay. Yeah, and let's see this in the best. Let me show you this. Yeah, Ashi Kosab, Tana, Rezim, Shalom, Asme, Kosova, Kufre, Kator, Kufre, Momain. Atkan, there for the Tashalu. Because sometimes the mazik, the balasheya, is worth more as an evet than the nizek. The poem show the mazik is a nizek. Kim tachtashi amay mishal on asme. Ulochi kosab, kosoba the old nizek. The efshia, you should die on a sneezing in it with mass. So that means that according to Rashi, if we say kufre is kapore, so it's not mamon, it's knas, it's an English. Because kapore by definition means it redeems the chiyuv misin d'shamayim. All right. Rashi does not mention it. It's not better than the mention of the Shema. But then he says, Zelish in the Horsha, Zach Lalfo, I'm showing yes, yes, I'm a Shema. So then he made his potter. Vim Tema, the Madoma, Kufta, the Mazi, Valipomi, Mishalem, yes, I'm a Shema. Fisha, Mazi, Shabi, yes, I'm a Shema. The Ishlima, the Shayach, the Neima, Hoche, Yes, I'm Mashizi. The Kufre Kapori, the Nasein Elopiti Nafshe, Veini Knas. So the Rosh is Chelikamash. The Rashi Shitti is that if we say Kufre Kapori, it means it's Knas, because Knas by definition means an Enesh. And Kapori means to take off the Enesh. Which Enesh? The Enesh of Chelikam is Nishamayim. And according to Rashi Makis and Rashbam and Chumash, if he doesn't take Eifer, he's mamish mechuyev yishe shemayim. Like a krome v'yodayim, like seichel listim la'ar eschaveri. But so, in regular krome, I'll be my say in an active way, so he cannot redeem himself. But in this kind of krome, passive one, where he is given, by being negligent, not watching his share, so he can redeem. And if he doesn't redeem, Rashi Makis Abbe says, he's mamish chayv nishamayim. Not like the Ben Ezra. He says, holy leash, you must be Yishmael. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Rosh.
Where's the Rosh say?
The Rosh says that even if we say Kufa Tapore, so it's only Tapore, but not us. And the Rashi here, the way the Shikubesis explains it, is that if we say Kufa Tapore, so it's an Enesh, if it's an Enesh, so it means it's Knas, because that's the definition of Knas, an Enesh. Let's proceed with you. You race no nasty. Loy mi boye kabe. Loy mi boye o nasty. Loy kopogim lei. Dim shalom beishe.